produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Rob Richards. He's a yoga teacher and iRest teacher, and he plays the sound healing with big gongs. And we're just learning about what effects this has and how it can affect people and how it's affected you, Rob. So you've been 5 years in this journey of healing, learning many modalities and many practices to bring people to healing. How did you know that this was something that was just going to make you take off and find your true purpose?
How did I find that?
Yeah.
I stand in awe sometimes.
Yeah.
Of how this unfolded, because, you know, it wasn't something I created. It kind of came across my path through this workplace incident, you know. It almost took my life. And I had to consider, okay, even though my career, as it was told to me, you may never do that again in your life. Your body may not be able to support that. And so that's huge, you know. Like, I had a monstrous identity crisis. Like, who am I now? And one of the things I really believe in is that as long as I keep coming from a place of caring for this community, of love for the people, and that's what was emphasized over and over again by my teacher, Ricardo. He says, you don't have to make this happen. It will unfold for you. And that's so counterintuitive to me, and maybe most people, that we have to drive, we have to push ourselves to this funny success image. And that's not what this is about. I even kind of was, you know, kind of questioning, okay, why do I want to go on this radio program? Is it to promote this practice? And part of it is to promote the results of the practice, for sure. Mm-hmm. If it can touch even one person today, that's going to be amazing. But it just kind of keeps happening for me. I give generously to the Sexual Assault Center from the proceeds of every gong bath. It's a strong community-based organization. And as long as I maintain that sense of generosity and don't cling to any of this, it just keeps changing.
Mm-hmm. Over the course of your learning practices, who have been some of your other guides or teachers that have helped you?
You know, as far as this specific practice goes, I rely on Ricardo almost extensively.
Mm-hmm.
Some of Yogi Bhajan from the Kundalini yoga stream, some of his pranayamas and kriyas and breathwork are ones that Ricardo and I share. And then there was a shaman, a taita, his name is, who's out of South America, that I met in November of last year before COVID. And he was a strong influence. I spent a week with him, with Ricardo, in Mexico, and it was life-changing for sure. But as far as, you know, like, I read a lot of stuff about the sutras, the yoga sutras, because they have a strong influence on psychiatry and psychology now these days. They're beginning to see that, oh, maybe there's a deeper understanding to this than just sedating and controlling people's sensations. Maybe we need to look at how they can welcome them and understand them for themselves. So that kind of information I find very valuable as I look at people sitting across from me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Rob, would you take your old life back again?
Pardon me?
I say, would you take your old life back again that you had to let go of? Identity, job, all that?
As fully? No. Could I bring this same idea of who I am now back to the job if I'm asked to? And I may be at some point as the arm in my mental health changes. Mm-hmm. I think I can. Would it have the same value to me? No way. It would serve a person, a purpose, but it would not have my identity anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How can we find, are you planning any gong baths in the future? Or it's pretty well private practice now, like one-on-one?
No, there's a gong bath coming up October 31st at Yoga PG. to celebrate the harvest full moon and new ownership. And the young woman, a friend of mine, took over from another friend of mine. So it's a celebration and to watch the harvest moon come up.
Mm.
It's Halloween, too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's all blending together.
And as far as the private sessions go, you know, I'm open to almost anyone approaching me and saying, Rob, this is what we would like to see. Can we talk about it? And the answer for me is always, yes, of course we can.
Yeah. A
young woman came to me and got a hold of me, and she was talking about all the stuff at the studios. And finally I said, what's your interest in all of this? She says, well, my partner and I are going to be celebrating our 4th anniversary. Would you come into our home and play for us? And I was like, are you kidding me? Absolutely. To celebrate your love for each other with the gongs. And it was super powerful. Super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make almost anything work. I've played for 2. I've played for 42. It doesn't matter. It's all doable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That must have been one of the strangest requests you've had, though, to go into the home.
It was certainly a different preparation because it's their home, right?
And right.
But it's fun. I had a blast.
Oh. And if I was to ask for a private gong bath, must take you kind of outside of time, but how long do they usually last?
I usually suggest about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with some preparation time where we sit down and talk about it, what the intention is or what their thoughts are about it. A little preparation, if possible, with some meditation. And then it looks different for everybody. Sometimes I bring the drum. Sometimes I bring the bowls. And then I usually play for a while, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how the people are responding. And then there's a sense of closure, and we talk about their experience, and I make sure that it feels closed for them, that they also know that they can contact me for support if anything does show up.
So you're there for them for much more than just the practice of the maybe 2-hour session.
Oh,
you're available.
Yeah.
And really, the pain that you have had to endure from being a trauma survivor has created this all in you to be able to be there for others who have had trauma, have had pain.
Totally. And you know, that's one aspect of my life. That's one thing that I've walked through. My younger brother says to me, and he says, holy crap, brother. I don't know anyone who has experienced the same crap that you have. You're the toughest guy I know. And that's my younger brother who's a cop.
Mm.
And it's not about toughness, you know. It's about that those experiences that I've had that, like you just said about the trauma,
mm-hmm.
have enabled me to understand some things that other people may never have walked through in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And what a blessing it's proved to be.
And that being tough, it is part of being a survivor, isn't it? To learn to be gentle, it takes more to be gentle than to be really tough.
It does. One of my stepdaughters at one point in time said that gentleness is really just controlled strength. And I really like that because a lot of people have a false sense of what strength is.
Mm-hmm.
A really wrong idea about what it means to be tough and strong. It's the willingness to look at yourself closely.
Mm-hmm. What a fantastic healing journey you've been on to bring so much gentle strength and clarity and peace to your practice and to the people that come to you. It's really interesting to see how the practices and your life has totally evolved and changed into something totally different by addressing the trauma. So the practices that you have come into, whether you were had to go to the Mexico or to, you know, you've gone all around to all sorts of interesting places in the world to find healing on a different level. Sometimes it takes that, eh?
It does. Yeah. And an openness to healing. You know, it takes that willingness, like I said, like people want it, have to want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes a sticking point for people. They're just a little afraid. And my experience has shown me that the rewards, that sense of freedom from some of that stuff outweighs any sense of fear that people feel. Mm-hmm. I told someone yesterday that it's worth it. Every bit of what you're letting go right now. And she was really upset. She was crying deeply. I said, just hold that. Hang on to that for as long as you can, because this is helping you to feel that sense of freedom that you're craving, to express yourself fully.
Do you feel wellness is possible for all of us?
It's possible for all of us. The yogis have a beautiful descriptive word in Sanskrit. It's called Jivan Mukti, and it means the soul fully awake in this life. And I think for a large percentage of the population, we're walking around sleepwalking at times, and we're not feeling fully awake. We feel compromised in some way. We don't know what that means. We don't know how to get out of it. We feel trapped in this routine.
Uh-huh.
And yet the yogis say that we can experience that sensation all the time if we get out of the way. So it's up to us as individuals to find whatever source, resource, necessary to have that expression so we can do it.
Wow. I would like to thank you for all the work you've done and all the community work you've done to help bring healing to Northern BC and to all the people and have this available. And I'd also like to thank you for being on Health First Radio today. Can you just quickly tell us how people can find you?
I'm on Facebook. That's probably the best way. Rob Richards. And there's a picture of me in front of the big gong, smiling with glasses and a scarf on.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for being on the radio today and sharing your story and sharing your practices.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Okay. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart. He's our producer. We'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.